Om Shanti. A practical and most essential topic: life free from obstacles. How to destroy the obstacles? How to become the destroyer of obstacles? So let us be very practical. First of all, we all have to realize the powers which Almighty has given to us. Yes, I will not give just a lecture, but my aim is, I was thinking when I sit here, I invoke all of my experience of life related to this topic, and actually I would try my best to make you all free from obstacles for whole life. Would you love it? We all want to become free from obstacle. Struggle, although people say struggle is life, but for we Brahmins, struggle is not good. We want to enjoy our life, to make it full of the power of peace, happiness, all treasures in our life. Our life is a beautiful journey. We want to enjoy it. And just see now, our journey of 5,000 years is about to over. We are at the end of our journey. And see how fortunate we are. God came down, became our companion, became our friend at the end of this journey. And he asked us, "Oh, my sweet children, give up your whole burden to me. You have tired a lot because of this big journey, long journey of 5,000 years. All souls had been tired. God came down, empowered us, and actually took our burdens away and made us very light. So I would remind you some points of my own experience which helped me very much in making this life free from obstacles. So just first of all, go into the depth. Baba has given us all powers. Accept it, that Almighty has given all of His power to me. He has blessed me with all of His powers. I am powerful. Accept it. I am not weak. I love always. One word Baba used always, Mera Baba. You know this? Mera Baba, my Baba. Yesterday, in Sunday, Revised Avyakt Murali, we had been listening one thing, you become children of Baba, but also become master of Baba, master of everything of Baba. Balance between both, child and master. So Baba is mine, Mera Baba. And everything, all treasures of Baba have come to me. Accept it. I am the master of all treasures of God. I have right on Him. Very useful. very intoxicable. I have right on Baba. Baba used to say in Sakar, I remember these words, children, just see, just think, God has come in your hand. God has come in your hand. How fortunate you are. It's not that He is our Father, but He has so much love for us that He has surrendered everything to us. So feel that I am powerful. Being the child of Almighty, I am most powerful soul in the world. Many can think that this thought, I am powerful, will this thought make us powerful? So we must know one fact. The thoughts of self-respect awakens our inner powers. Psychologists keep on saying from years and years that all human beings have got many powers in their mind. Mind is the treasure of many powers. And nowadays psychologists believe that in subconscious mind of everyone there is lot of power, but we don't use it, we don't know it, because of waste thoughts in our conscious mind. Conscious mind means the mind we are using all the time, thinking all the time, it's non-conscious mind. And inner mind, that is known as subconscious mind, simple definition. So the hidden power in our subconscious mind will be awakened with this thought that I am Master Almighty. I am most powerful soul. Two thoughts I suggest always. I am Master Almighty. And Almighty Baba is always with me. Just thought and intoxication. Nothing to do. If we have this intoxication, then after intoxication comes awareness. Automatically we are aware of this fact that God, one who is Almighty, is always with me. And these two thoughts can solve all problems, all obstacles of our life. So first of all, I give you an exercise, one experiment, most beautiful. This time in season, I think in second or third Murli of this season of Vyakt Murli, Baba gave this exercise to do. I used to do it from last 5 years. And I was not sure what I am doing is right or not. But this time when Baba confirmed it, I was very happy that what I was doing, it was absolutely true, perfect. And that is, being in the feeling that I am Master Almighty, invoke your 8 powers. That, oh my 8 powers, come down in front of me and see that 8 powers in the form of kings, military generals, are standing in front of you. Create this vision. And again, be aware of this fact that I am the master of all these powers. I am the king of all these powers, all these generals. And being in this intoxication, give order to them. Oh my powers, go there, solve this problem. Oh my powers, that person is very sick, suffering a lot of pain he or she is experiencing, go there and give him power to tolerate, to face everything. Oh my powers, go to that person, change his intellect. Oh my powers, go there. This obstacle has come on my way. Go there, destroy this obstacle, and you will get miraculous experience in your life. And if you do it sometime, every day you can do once for some time for good experiences, you will have confidence in self that it's true that I am the master of all powers. And then obstacle or problems may be like a mountain, but will not stay in front of us. Our line will become clear. Did you like this exercise? Clear? Very clear. You can give order to all of your power or to a single power. Suppose sometime you have to tolerate a lot and you don't have that power much. You can ask your power of tolerance, oh my power, come to me, I have to tolerate. Suppose sometime you need power to face, you can talk to this power, oh my power, come to me, I need your help, be with me, I want to face this thing, and you will experience, you are easily able to face everything in your life. So we have got all powers. Now another thought. We have to realize it. Who is more powerful, myself or problems, obstacles or circumstances? Who is more powerful? Answer. Who is more powerful, me or problems? Me? Remind yourself, it needs a practice. Again and again, I am more powerful than problems. You can make a vision. Problem is standing in front of you in a human form. Talk to the problem. I am more powerful than you. I will destroy you now. Almighty Himself is cooperating me. You are alone. I am with Almighty. You will get defeat. You will get defeated definitely. So run away. It's a boxing. And this way, our inner power will develop. We have got power. You can see when two teams play a game, or suppose two men in tennis or volleyball or any game, two men are playing. And one man already became nervous. So he will lose the game. And if one man is very confident, I will win, he will win. So if we are very bold, bold specifically, then Almighty's power always works with us. And if we become nervous, weak, so we get defeated before we fight. So remind yourself, I am more powerful than obstacles. I used to share this experience many years before, I think 32 years before, in one of Avyakt Murli, when Baba came, he was defining what obstacles are, what is the definition of problems. And a very beautiful line, problems are nothing but the creation of a weak mind. It's a weak mind, a negative mind, impure mind, which creates the problem. So I took it otherwise, reverse, that if a weak mind can create the problem, so a powerful mind will destroy them. And I made so many experiments in life that just with the power of thought, we can destroy our obstacles of life. Baba has given so many things, so many kinds of consciousness to us. If we remember them, our power will increase day by day. We will experience that we are most powerful soul in this world, and life will become a game. I would remind one very beautiful version spoken by Baba 5-6 years before, and I used it in my life very much. And words were, Baba's words, human beings in this world had been getting success with their willpower. Willpower was playing important role in their life of victory, in their history of victory. Normally people used to give the example of Napoleon Bonaparte of France, that he used to say that word impossible is not written in my dictionary. Everything is possible. Once when he asked his army to climb up a mountain, an army was not ready to do that. General was also saying that, O king, it's very impossible. We cannot climb up so high mountain. But this Napoleon answered, encouraged them, saying, impossible, this word is not written in my dictionary. Everything is possible. Where there is Napoleon, possibility is there. And he gave order to his soldiers, climb up to the mountain, and after half an hour, they were on the top of that mountain, and they won the war. So, we must know one thing. This was the example of willpower. Baba added, you have got godly willpower with you. Godly willpower. So you have double power, your power as well as God's power with you. We even cannot use the word double power. It's 1,000 times more power, Almighty's power and your power, both are working with you. So you have got godly will power. Be aware of this, that I have got godly will power. And just create a thought in your mind that this work must be done like this. It should be like this, and it will be done like that. But Baba, beware us that what you do, you mix a negative thought together with that positive thought. You think, it must be done like this, but I don't think it will be done like this. Probably it will not be done like this. So negative thought becomes a wall in front of you, in front of your success. So very good practice we must do in our life. We must know this secret philosophy of our thought, that each of our thought creates energy and establishes something. I was reading one mantra of Bhagavad Gita, Lokhi Gita. Most beautiful line was written in that book, and it was that a yogi who is thoughtless, his presence is most beneficial for the world. A yogi who is thoughtless, actually world benefactor. His vibrations will bring benefit to the world. So we must know this fact, that if our mind is thoughtless we know, one thought, two thoughts, three thoughts, very slow speed of thought, it is called thoughtlessness. If our mind is thoughtless, it produces maximum energy. And that energy does miracles. It's very great energy, powerful energy. Therefore, you can see in Baba's Murlis, the souls who are very pure and yogi, two qualities, very pure and very good yogi, they play most important role to make this world heaven. Only purity and powerful yoga itself is the big cooperation in Baba's divine task. So, realize the value of each of your thought. I am very careful from last 3-4 years about my thoughts, that what I think, it creates something. It can help so many people in this world, or it can disturb so many people in this world. So we can solve many problems of our life with the power of thought only. You can make such experiment, that with the power of thought, how you will solve the problems. Suppose I give you a practical example. Suppose after the visit to Madhuban, you have to go back to your country. You are going from here to Ahmedabad by a car. Your flight is 12 o'clock. You are on the way, and there is some problem on the way, and you are getting late. 11 o'clock is there on the road, 12 o'clock is flight. Now, ups and downs, what will happen now? I will miss this flight. So many thoughts will come up in your mind. I will get late. But if you create just one thought in your mind, I have got godly will power, Almighty is with me, and I will reach there before this flight time. This flight will not take place unless I sit in the plane. Can you do this? And you will see the same thing. Plane will become late. Flight will get late. They will wait for you for 15 minutes, for half an hour. I have done some experiment in my daily life. When I used to go somewhere, so there are trains, and sometime in our center, our brothers and sisters make me late. And there are only 15 minutes from home to station I have to go. And they are all getting up and down now, train will miss. But I am confident, I will not miss that train. I will go through this train. And it happens like that. So our own thoughts creates the situation. If thoughts are weak, situations will become negative and powerful. If thoughts are powerful and positive and pure, situations will change automatically. So feel how powerful we are. Now I would like one thing, that we all will sit for 5 minutes in deep silence. By red light karenge, tune nahi, in deep silence. And just give such thoughts to yourself, I am most powerful soul in this world. I have got power to change this entire world, to change this entire nature, to solve the problems of this entire world. I am so powerful. The day I became Baba's child, he has blessed me with all of his powers, and he himself has become the canopy of protection over my head. Om Shanti. Now, let us think, what are the reasons of obstacles in one's life? You can check yourself. Is your own body creates problem for you in this spiritual life? Or relationships with Brahmins and non-Brahmins become a problem for you? Or because of the past karmic account, unnecessarily obstacles are coming on your way? Very important thing, our own sanskaras are responsible for many obstacles in our life. You can check, am I very light or tight? If our nature is very tight, not light, we create many problems unnecessarily, without any reason. Or is it because of impurity? Or is it because of we miss Amratvela? Or our Amratvela is not so good, not so powerful? What is the reason? We are the reason of our problems, or others are the reason of our problems? You can check. Our attitudes are responsible for our good relationship or bad relationships. If our attitudes are very positive, we can enjoy our life in this family very much. I remember one thing, when Baba says, you should love yourself, Baba, and Brahmin family. So I used to ask, do you love, do you like Brahmin family also? So many hesitate. Brahmin family is okay. Why? Many also used to say that some non-BKs are better than BKs. Is it right? Is it right? They are impure. BKs are pure. Who is great? So Baba has answered this, that because Baba asked, did you have karmic account with BK souls in past lives our non-VK souls in past lives. With whom? With whom? VK souls? We all VKs were together in many lives. So we have karmic account, good or bad. Therefore we are settling here. And this is why we experience Brahmins are not good to me. They are not loving to me. They are creating many problems for me. But because we did not have karmic account with other human beings, so definitely they will love us. They will have good feeling for us because there is no class. So in order to enjoy Brahmin family, we have to bring a change into our attitudes. All are great souls. All are very good souls. All are talented. I share you one of my experience. When this Gyan Sarovar was built up, it was ready. So 400 brothers came here to surrender their lives. 400. And out of them, we had to select about 200. And 100 I had to select for kitchen work and for some other works. And they were selected. I share you one important thing, very simple but important. I had in my mind, they were very young, 20 years, 18 years, 22 years, 25 years. Not in any job, no experience of life. Just they completed their education and came here in Gyan Sarovar to surrender their lives. So I had this feeling, I had such thoughts in my mind that Baba has inspired them. Go there in Gyan Sarovar. They themselves have not come here. Baba has inspired them. Wake up and go there. So they are very great souls, very good souls, the same who were deities in the beginning, those who had been promised with God that, oh God, whenever you come down on this earth, we will surrender our lives, everything to you. Those souls have come to fulfill their promise. So this attitude created very pure and loveful feelings for them. And they became very, very, very much cooperative. And some other seniors were also here. Now, a negative point. They had such attitude towards them. Oh, they are new. I have to train them. I am the master. I am like manager, officer. They are my workers. And clash started between both parties. And they lost everything. Spirituality, divinity, love, pure feelings. So hate, jealousy, anger, ego. These things came in between. And both did not enjoy their life. So we have to keep very positive attitude towards our great brothers and sisters. Great souls are here. Otherwise, if we have any negative feeling, it's because of our ego. And ego is the seed of many problems in our life. It's ego. We have to destroy this first. This ego is the destroyer of this tree of obstacles in our life. So if we cut off, if we burn this seed, all obstacles will finish easily, automatically. So I used to share this experience. Many brothers and sisters from India and from foreign countries, when they come to me with different problems, I just give them one thought of self-respect and experience of many in a day, only in a day, they get free from the problems. I share one of those experiences recently, 1 month before, when double foreigners were here. One couple, young, maybe 30 years old only. And this brother, he was in Gyan for last, I think, 8 years, and had a big problem, although I did not want to say something about this subject to you, but it's very important nowadays. He had problem with bodiless souls. And we must know this becomes a big obstacle in someone's life. And from last 3 years, he was struggling and became depressed, frustrated that my Brahmin life has gone a waste. I cannot achieve anything from Baba. I lost everything in my life. He came to me. I asked him, what I ask you to do, will you do? He said, yes, I will do. I just suggest simple thing that for 3 days you have to do one practice. I am Master Almighty. My entire body is my house, and from each part of my body, colorful rays of might are spreading out. And I asked him, you do it 5 times per hour. For 3 days, I prepared him to do this intense tapasya for 3 days only and see the result. And it was a miracle. In a day only, he gave ring to me from Madhuban here in Gyan Sarovar, 9 o'clock at night. I am finally okay. He was so happy. Next day I called him, come here. I wanted to see his face. Is he really okay, intoxicated? And really he got free from that big problem of 3 years in a day only. So these powerful thoughts have got such wonderful power in them, they can solve all problems of life. We can solve the problems of others this way. And specifically this feeling of Master Almighty is a wonderful feeling, wonderful consciousness. Those who want to become powerful, free from any problems of this world, fearless in front of bodiless souls, they may be very powerful, because at the time of destruction, many souls will stumble in this space, will not get rebirth, they will attack human beings, and lot of negativity, negative energy will spread on the earth. So if we practice, I am Master Almighty, these souls will run away from us. So if you have got any problem in your life, any problem, you can do this experiment for a day, weekend, when you are free, 2 days or 1 day, 5 times per hour. This practice, I am Master Almighty, my house. Create this vision, visualize yourself in a might house form, and that from each part of my body, rays of might are spreading. You can do each time for 10 seconds only. Then for 20 seconds, 30 seconds, and if you enjoy it, for a minute. So per hour, 5 times, 1 minute each time, 5 times practice will solve many problems of life. Because it's very important to slow down the speed of mind. I was reading one version of one of Vyakt Murali just now before coming to the class. Bhagavad is speaking about your refined stage, refined, very refined stage. Refined means when mind and intellect both are clean, clean and stable. This is refined stage. So Baba mentioned, with the same energy, in the same time, you would be able to do 100 times more work. 100 times, not 10 times. He mentioned 100 times. In the same time, with the same energy. This is such a powerful thing in our powerful thoughts. So we have to accumulate spiritual power in our life. Spiritual power means, simply we can define what spiritual power is, power of spirit. And power of spirit means power of purity and power of yoga. These two powers are the highest powers in the world. In front of these two powers, nothing can stand. Nothing. I was remembering, 1 month before, Baba has given us one homework. You remember it? Homework about mind. That you should control your mind, become the master of mind. Wherever you want to stabilize your mind, you can. For how much time you want, you can. So I realized at the same time, because tsunami waves created destruction, and it was so big, you know. So I realized that Baba wants some of his children to become the master of mind. Because one who is master of mind can become the master of nature. And because in future, nature will create terrible situation on this earth, terrible, worst stage of nature. So at that time, what Baba would need, because we are the master of nature, so Baba wants to make us so powerful, so that we can make nature silent. We can give order to the nature, silent. Be silent now. Be peaceful. Stop everything. Otherwise, such thing may happen that nature would destroy everything from this planet, everything, and here can become vacuum finally. Nothing will remain back. And we know it cannot happen. We have to create heaven again. So Baba wants to make us so powerful so that we can give order to the nature. Stop now. Be silent. So we have to work on these things. And I remind you that one line Baba had spoken, becoming the master of mind with the reign of powers. Become the controller of your mind. First be the master of your mind, then be aware that I have got all powers in my hand, and then talk to your mind. This is the method. Talk to your mind. Oh my mind, be here for 1 minute. You can choose 5 visualizations, 5 visions you can have in your mind. Talk to your mind. Oh my mind, for 30 seconds. Be here, and mind will stay there. So 5 thoughts, 5 visions, I tell you in a minute. I am lighthouse, 1 vision. You can concentrate on this in beginning for 10 seconds. Second, I am my house. Third, Baba is giving me pure rays in white color. White rays are coming down in the soul. Fourth one, Baba is giving me might. Eight rays are coming down to me. Fifth one, I am an angel and I am in the sky, giving sakas to the world. Most beautiful vision. This way, in beginning for 10 seconds, then for 30 seconds on each one, you can concentrate. And for good success, if you can spare 10 minutes 3 times a day, 10 minutes only, and easily once in the morning, second time after class, if you have to go a little late for your job, third time evening or night, or any time you can manage it anyway, and 3 times for 10 minutes, do this practice, mind will become very powerful. And you will experience that your life has become free from many negative things. So now, I would ask again you, we all will sit again for 3 minutes in silence and we will do one thing. For 5 minutes we will do. And one thing is, we have to forgive to those who had done something wrong for us in our past lives or in this life. Can you remember who had done something bad for you in your past life? Just emerge with the thought to the souls. So just excuse them, forgive them, that I am great now, I am a worship-worthy soul, I am world benefactor. So whatever you had done for me, I now forgive you. And second thing, if you have hateful feeling for someone, jealous feeling for someone, any negative feeling for someone, make him or her your friend now. With a thought, talk to them that you are good soul. You are the children of Shiv Baba. You are good, you are very sweet, you are very loving. I love you very much. So two things, forgiving and good feelings to all souls. For those especially, if we have some negative feelings for some souls, so now for 5 minutes, again in such experiment, now I will give you few other tips how to make our life very easy. It's nothing. It will finish very soon. So it will finish very soon. So be very easy in your life. Focus on easy nature in your life. If you become easy, you will enjoy your spiritual life very much. Next thing, Baba is speaking again and again. Yesterday also, in last Avyakt Murli, in Shantivan, he asked us to collect the treasure of elevated thoughts. And my suggestion is that you can note down 3 elevated thoughts every day in your notebook. Only 3. And you know, in a month, you will have a beautiful collection of 90 or 100 wonderful thoughts in your diary. Read them. Keep reading. it will give you power of knowledge. You know, always Baba speaks about all treasures, and one treasure, which is a great treasure, is the treasure of knowledge or treasure of elevated thoughts. Can you do this? 3 thoughts every day. Just for example, I am a hero actor. I love my part. This thought. I am a hero actor. I love my part. And always keep in your mind, I have to love my part. Love your part. Like your part. Don't dislike it. This way, love will go to your body. And medical scientists have got this new idea now that love has got wonderful healing energy. So give loveful feelings to your own life, to your own body. My part is very good. I am good soul. I have achieved so many things. I am most fortunate soul. I used to say one thing, I don't know in front of double foreigners or not, but this is most simple and beautiful secrecy. If some time in your life you experience that your fortune is not so good, that your fortune is not cooperating with you, that time is very bad for you, in order to change this, keep a thought in your mind, I am the maker of, master maker of fortune. Being the child of one who is the fortune maker, I am the master of the maker of fortune. And you will experience, your fortune will become bright. If you experience some time, then time is not good for me. This is bad time. Some astrologers can also say you, this star is leaving bad impact on your mind, in your life. You can have this consciousness, I am the master of time. Very great consciousness it is. People believe, no one can become the master of time. Time is the master of everyone. People say time and tides wait for none. But Baba says, time is waiting for you. You are so great. You are the creator of time. You are the master of time. You can influence the time. You can change the effect of the time. You are so powerful. Remember it. And bad effect of time will change, will finish. If you have some time, continuous obstacles in your life, and big obstacle in your life, suppose you don't have job, you want a new job, now is the time of unemployment in the world, and you are suffering a lot from this problem, just organize your 21 days bhatti, 1 hour per day, evening time, excluding Amrit Vela, any 1 hour in the day, in 23 hours, not 4 to 5, except this, any 1 hour, every day same hour, very good yoga, and you can keep these thoughts of self-respect in your mind. First thought always, I am Master Almighty. Be in this awareness. Second thought, I am the destroyer of obstacles. And third thought, success is my birthright. Very useful thought for life. Then do simple yoga, powerful yoga, that Baba's rays are coming down to me. And when you end the yoga, When you finish 1 hour yoga, then have that thought in your mind that with the power of this yoga, I must get this job. Apply there and you will get success. If any type of obstacles you are facing in your life, you can overcome it with the power of 21 days bhakti. But condition is, we should not miss a day regularly, continually, and powerful yoga. So everything can be solved with this power of spirituality. Nothing is impossible. And suppose still you experience that obstacles are coming behind you. They are not going back. They are not making you free. So one very important thing, make use of Baba. We should have such right on him. Talk to Baba, that Baba, this is the problem in front of me. Now, you destroy it. And Baba will do. One another very good yukti, I hope you do it, if you offer bhog to Baba. Although sometime Baba used to say, Sakar Murlis, offering bhog is like bhakti. But we have experienced offering bhog to Baba is a great thing. Now, 2-3 Murli before, Avyakt Baba mentioned that Baba, children, you children will never be hungry at the time of destruction, at the time of problems. You will be getting everything, food, water, every essential thing. Baba cannot keep his children hungry. Why? So Baba answered, because you offer bhog to Baba, and Baba is never hungry, so how can he will keep you hungry? So much love. So if we offer bhog to him, you can use this method. Suppose you have some problem, offer bhog to Baba, or ask in your center with your name, offer bhog to Baba, keep that problem in front of me, and you will become free from that problem. These are some yuktis we can use. And actually it's true that whatever we say to him with true heart, Baba, and immediately our voice reaches there, he listens to us and give help in return. I would add one thing and then we will do yoga. That one thing is very simple. In your home, every day, invoke Baba. Invite him. Bab Dada, my home, it's your home. And see that Bab Dada appeared in front of you. He, Brahma Baba, Shiv Baba, is standing in front of you. His vibrations are spreading in your whole home, in every room. You can do this 2 times a day. Specifically, when you offer bhog in your home, I would say offer bhog 2 times every day in your home. Don't go in subtle world, but ask Baba to come down in your home. Would you like it? Every day, 2 times, God will come down in your home. And thus, your home will become a place free from all obstacles. Can you do this? Brothers, you also offer bhog or only sisters? You also do? 2 times bhog. You will enjoy offer bhog to God, not in subtle world. He will come down. Invite him. You come down and just accept our food and feel that he is sitting there. He came down. Wonderful experience in life. This way we have to divinize our life, lighten everything. And now I will give you some thoughts for yoga practice. For five minutes we will do the practices. So first practice, sit on a lotus flower. Make a vision. I am sitting on lotus flower. And first of all, we will also do one another thing. If you have any burden in your mind, any burden, any pressure, surrender it to Baba. Now, just with the feeling, my Baba, my Father is Almighty One, is the one who liberates all souls of this world, who make free to everyone with sorrow, from sorrow and sufferings and problems. He is my Baba. Baba, this is my problem. I surrender it to you. So sit on the lotus flower. And first thought, now we will have red light. Red light. Sit on the lotus flower and Baba's rays of peace are coming down on me. So soul is absorbing energy of peace constantly. Green vibrations of peace from Baba are coming to me. I am Master Almighty. On the flower, most powerful soul in this world, Almighty came down, became the canopy of protection over my head. I am an angel. Angel of purity in the sky. Go up in the sky, angel of purity, from Baba. White rays of purity are coming to me. Master of nature, this pure energy is going to nature. I am a soul now in soul world, experiencing sweet silence of my home. Baba is here. His rays are entering within me and I am becoming Bhav Saman, full, perfect. Om Shanti. Thank you very much. You all will become free from obstacles and destroyer of obstacles, I hope so. Om Shanti.